Hello and welcome to the Thursday, September 5th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Washington, D.C. Today's diary is a quick call for packets. We did see sort of an uptick in port scans for port 14,566. No real idea what's running typically on that port. One reader suggested that some ISPs do use this port for Zage daemons in various devices. So if you have any insight, let us know. And for all the Debian Linux users out there, there is an important fix to the ImageMagick libraries that you should apply. It does fix a somewhat older flaw that was actually patched sometime last year. Only problem was back then it wasn't really labeled as a security patch, so Debian didn't include it in its latest distribution. Turns out that this bug actually does allow code execution in some circumstances by using manipulated EXIF header comments. And looks like Google messed up a recent update for the Google Authenticator app that is used on Android and iOS. The new version on iOS, for example, does take advantage of the larger iPhone 5 screen, also refreshes the user interface somewhat, but in addition also deletes all your existing tokens, so you have to reinitialize them. If you already updated the app and didn't run it yet, don't run it, wait for the next version. Google already removed the buggy version, so if you haven't updated yet, you should be safe. And RSA came up with a pretty nice blog post that discusses Hand of Thief. Hand of Thief is the Linux Trojan that caused quite a bit of a stir lately. If you remember, it was sort of one of the first Linux Trojans that's actually considered banking malware. It apparently claimed to have a lot of the features that we see in malware like SUSE, for example, the ability to inject web pages into an existing online banking session and capture requests and the like. Well, the RSA analysis goes at quite a bit of detail in reverse analyzing how this Trojan works and what kind of configuration option it offers in its configuration file, the backend, for example, where all the information is collected. However, in real-life testing using current Linux distribution, the Trojan didn't really work as advertised. It appeared to be quite buggy. It didn't collect a lot of requests. And then in some cases, like recent Ubuntu variations, for example, it didn't work at all because some of the security mechanisms that were enabled in those versions of Linux didn't actually allow it to inject the code as it would like to. So, like the first release of many commercial software products, it isn't quite ready yet for prime time. And, well, I guess they are just trying to test the market to see if there's actual demand for such a Trojan. And PacketStorm released an exploit for a recently patched Safari vulnerability. Even though the vulnerability has been patched, it's still kind of interesting because, first of all, it's fairly recent, and then the exploit does apply to iOS as well as to the Mac version of Safari. It does exploit a bug in the JavaScript sort method for arrays, so that's really what the exploit does. If you look at it, it's a bunch of JavaScript that then finally calls that source method. Sort method that will trigger the vulnerability. The exploit as posted to PacketStorm is just a proof of concept, so you still have to copy paste your own actual payload in there, the code that you do want to execute. The problem, of course, in particular for iOS is that there is no sort of strong user separation for Safari, so essentially by exploiting Safari, you may be able to root the device. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.